It's not often a family can boast four generations of active curlers at the same time, but the Wager family in South River can make that claim. "Curling runs in the family," said Howard Wager. Now 71, Wager started curling at the age of 14. His parents were active curlers and Wager's dad, who at one time was the president of the local curling club during the 1980s, got him interested in the game. "He liked to curl," Wager said of his dad. "We would go to the club and watch him curl. And when curling came on TV, he didn't miss any of it." Once Wager caught the curling bug, it didn't take long for him to join the curling team at Almaguin Highlands Secondary School during the late 1960s. The school had a competitive team, and it took on curling teams from other area high schools. Wager considers himself a decent player. One reason may be because he got extra workouts at the local club compared to his high school teammates. "After school, I'd come to the club and hang around with Tom Russell, who was the ice maker, and learned how to shoot," he said. "I didn't do any sweeping. I learned the ice and how to shoot, and Tom would sweep." In return for those free lessons, Wager did grunt work at the club, like pebbling the ice, which was a process to make it smoother so it was easier to throw the curling stones. Wager said it was a lot of work, but added, "It was worth it." Howard Wager's two sons, Kyle, who is 47, and Wade, who is 44, also got involved with curling thanks to their dad. In the case of Kyle Wager, he went as far as to play with his father on the same team years ago. "Kyle curled a lot," Wager said. When he started, there were also enough young people around that the club formed a junior team. One guy started to coach them, and they did really well. They were giving everyone here a run for their money, and they were just teenagers. Wager said his son's junior team took on teams from North Bay, where they held their own. He's also grateful that several adults in North Bay looked after the Almaguin teens, and they wanted the boys to do well. "Kyle knows strategies really well," Dad said of his son. "He's had really good coaches and did a lot of competitive coaching." Kyle Wager's interest in curling continued beyond high school and during the late 1990s at Georgian College. The curling team he was a member of ended up at the All-Ontario Junior Championship Final but lost. After completing his education, Kyle Wager took a break from curling to raise a family and start a career, but more recently he got back into the game. He works out of town on weekdays but plays when he's home on weekends. And now his 14-year-old son Evan also plays. Howard Wager's younger son Wade has curled steadily since returning to South River. Wade Wager has gone so far as to create a family team made up of his wife, his sister-in-law, and his nephew, Evan Wager. Also, his 7-year-old daughter Molly recently joined the Little Rocks Club at the Curling Club, and in several years she will likely join the Wager family team. At 91, Howard Wager's mom Norma recently retired from curling, but prior to that, she played when she could and contributed to four generations of players in South River. As for Howard Wager, he regularly curls 3 or 4 times a week. He also gets to meet up with his former high school teammates who remain active curlers to this day. Wager also likes to point out that although they were not part of the four generations of curlers, both his grandparents curled during the early 1960s. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.